This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Just about anyone who was watching the news in 2014 would remember the tragic story of the Chibok girls from Nigeria in West Africa. They were the group of 276 schoolgirls from a village called Chibok who were kidnapped by the terrorist organisation Boko Haram. Sadly, the plight of these girls continues, and one of the organisations working to support the affected girls and their families is Barnabas Fund. They're an international Christian organisation supporting people who suffer because of their faith. Jude Simeon is with me now. He's their Chief Operations Officer in Australia. Jude, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you for having me.
Let's start back in 2014. Tell us about why this terrorist group would kidnap over 200 innocent schoolgirls.
I was speaking to one of the pastors from Chibok, and he told me the story. What he told me was that the Boko Haram militants surrounded the school and they pretended that they were the Nigerian military and took the girls and they kidnapped them to the forest. And around 57 of them escaped and we have not known what happened to the rest. The reason they were kidnapped because they were Christian, according to this particular pastor, Pastor Titus. The Chibok village is 90%, 80 to 90% of the people are Christians, are coming from Christian background. And all of the children who were abducted, or majority of them from this particular school, were Christians. And Boko Haram is an organization in their name and in their ideology, in their act, they very clearly demonstrate and they say the Boko Haram is against anything comes from the West, particularly they see Christianity as a Western thing, as a Western religion. So anything comes from the West is untouchable. Anything comes from the West is a haram.
So those girls had a very terrifying experience. And it's easy for us to forget about them, I guess, when the story stops appearing in the news and we don't hear about it anymore 2 years later. But this is a very real story that continues for these girls and for their families and their community. Tell me how many are still captive.
What we understand is over 219 of them are still under captive. We don't know what happened to them. A few days back, there were reports. The international community knew, particularly the US and UK surveillance system knew where these children were. But as an international community, we did nothing for rescuing them or to do something about it. We did nothing.
Why is that? Do you know?
And it was said in one of the medias, it was said it was too risky. But what internationally we heard, we had a massive campaign. The international community went on a massive campaign, including the First Lady of US. Bring Back Our Girls campaign was a famous campaign in around the world.
I remember that.
Yeah. But we forgot. We did the campaign for a few months and completely we have forgotten these children. And through our local sources, we have understood around 130 of them were converted to Islam. And we saw video clips of children wearing hijabs and reciting Quran. And in that particular video, there was an interview with one of the Boko Haram leaders, and it was said these children embraced Islam and they have been married to Muslims in those areas. And we have not known the rest of the children. We don't know what happened to them. So we basically to say that we have done nothing to help these children or to support their families. And it is a forgotten generation.
That's really sad, and to know that young children, young girls who are Christians from Christian families, seeing them, seeing it said that they were converted, we know that they probably didn't choose this of their own will.
I agree with you, because most of this instance, they are forced to embrace another religion, and in a gunpoint, and then you're asked to renounce your religion. And what else those children, what options those children have? They haven't got much options.
What has been the impact on their families?
According to Pastor Titus, we understand that the families and the village went into forest searching for these children, and they were not able to find these children. Still, some of the families hope their children will come back. And the trauma, what these families experience, is immense. Mm. You can't describe in words. Government has said they will give them relief. What we understand from the local sources that government has provided them some sack of rice or some food aid, that's not going to help these families to recover or from their loss.
This is where your organisation comes in, because Barnabas Fund has been in Nigeria for 20 years already. What have local workers been able to do for these families?
See, if you take Nigeria, Nigeria has over 80 million Christians. And Chibok is one incident. And there are several incidents like Chibok, which was never publicized or never came out. Mm. And according to the international medias and international statistics, over 2.3 million Christians are displaced within the country. What we have been doing is providing practical aid for Christians who are displaced within the country in different parts of Nigeria, and also supporting the Christian leaders to stay strong, to continue their work, to support their church. That's the primary work for us in Nigeria. In terms of Chibok girls, what we have been doing, we have been working with the families or some of the children who have been rescued or some of the children who escaped from that context. We have been working with them in trauma care and recovery. And also we are working on a livelihood recovery program, because Chibok was captured by Boko Haram a year ago, and the village was completely destroyed. And we have been working with these families to provide alternate livelihood assistance where they could recover their economy, and also to have a sense of hope by rebuilding their life. That has been the major work for us at this stage among the Chibok families.
When I think of the girls who were taken captive and haven't been able to escape, I wonder what they must be going through, even at this very point at which we're talking. What do you think they're going through, and what can we pray for them?
The situation of kidnapped children or forcibly converted children, it's not only in Africa. Mm. We see a similar situation in Pakistan, mm-hmm. Where particularly young Christian girls have been abducted and forcibly married to non-Christian men. And in Africa, we see it in Nigeria, Cameroon, and the other parts of the world. And we also see this in Syria, where large number of Christian and Yazidi girls have been forcibly taken, forcibly converted, and they are being treated as sex slaves or being married to people from other religious backgrounds. And the way we could pray for them, where they will have a sense of hope, and also where they can stand strong in their faith. Mm. And I also have heard stories of young girls who are standing strong in their faith, and even in their deathbed.
Wow.
And saying they will not deny Christ, or they will not deny their faith. And what we could do is praying for them, and where God will give them guidance and God will give them strength. And we also could pray that the international community will do in every effort to rescue these children, and also to give them hope and to give hope for their families.